Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi everybody, welcome to the fifth episode of Podcast in the Tree. We're coming to you from Auckland's famous Cornwall Park, named for Lord Cornwall, a man who once constructed an entire castle out of corn kernels. Every turret, every wall made of the amazing maize. And
unsurprisingly, the castle did not last, but
no.
In memoriam for his reckless enthusiasm, they erected a park.
Yeah.
And inside of that park, I mean, you've got to imagine it's at least 100-odd years ago, they planted a handful of trees, one of them in which we currently sit. I promised in our previous episode I'd download what I describe as Shazam for trees, but of course David did the work for us in that episode, and I have not, in the intervening moments, taken care of that. So a tree, the likes of which I've seen before.
The likes of which we have seen.
The likes of which we also cannot describe. It is a balmy afternoon in Auckland, New Zealand.
What's the vibe? Hey, well, I'll tell you what the vibe is.
Tell me the vibe. Because
let's take the temperature. I've got a flight to catch quite soon, quite imminently.
Yeah.
And there's a few moving parts to getting this thing up and running, a few little bits of fucking audio and video. And then I had to take a leak, which is nature's way of reminding you, hey, yeah, those big old plans, guess what? I've got one for you as well, and that is take a leak.
It's nature's way of saying you took on some fluids, and your tank somehow is actually too full.
You've
overfueled.
Yes.
So you've got to release some of that fuel. And how do you do that? Out of your custom-built hose.
Oh.
And where does the hose hang?
I don't like this.
Front and center.
No, we had
two-thirds down.
We had a lot of potty talk in the last episode. And I think, in light of that, we should try to elevate this one to a slightly more erudite version of Podcast in a Tree. We're in our fifth episode. We've got our wings. We've got our feet. We know what we're doing.
Well, we do have our feet. They're dangling, aren't they? Feet off the ground.
That's right.
But we've got them.
We're in the sky.
There's quite simply no denying it.
So let's first undertake a philosophical discussion of what it means to be in a tree. Guy, how would you describe the importance of us being in a tree?
Well, it's a very broad question and it's a tough one to answer. I would say the learnings I've taken from our time in trees is that you do feel, even though, as you can hear, as that engine starts, we are close to a thoroughfare for cars, the entranceway to Cornwall Park. You do feel a sort of general sense of zen, the likes of which they're just not necessarily accessible in a house, in a car, on the ground, in the sky. A tree is nature's building, and the branch is a floor or a room. And I feel like I'm currently on the first floor of a beautiful natural building.
We're getting a few looks. Gentleman in a scooter who, frankly, crooked his head to look at us for far too long.
He's riding on a scooter, but I'd also say he's swimming in the jealous sea.
He wishes he was in a tree. Hey, scooters might have a barrier to trade, and that is A, the price of getting a scooter, and B, a license if you want to do it legally. However, being in a tree, free for everybody, and that is the whole point, isn't it?
Yeah.
Very egalitarian. a tree.
You are really hammering the egalitarian angle of trees, aren't you? Every episode, you can't stop talking about how you want to live in a tree.
Yes.
You want to collapse the housing market, Let's move into a tree.
Burn all the houses down so we can make room for more trees and we'll all live
in trees.
What
do you think about houses made of wood?
Well, it's a good question because in some ways they're like a tree, but far worse because we've taken nature's design comprised of...
Nature's building.
Odd and rounded fractals. And we've made it Eleusinian. Eleusinian geometry.
A tree grows exactly to its circumstance and conditions, doesn't it? Every Correct. Single decision a tree makes mm-hmm. has actually been made at the hand of nature. Mm. The rainfall, the sunlight.
Mm. It's chasing dreams, isn't it? A tree is the very picture of chasing dreams. I've stretched an arm out here because the sun is over
That's
here.
That's right.
I've stretched a root out here because there's water over here.
And in many ways, that is emblematic, isn't it, of the small decisions we make, the small moments in which we make decisions in our lives, that all of a sudden the flow and effect dictate, you know, who and how we are months, years, decades later. A tree is nothing if not a representative for life itself.
Well, it's time for our first segment, and I don't know what it is, as per usual.
Well,
I decide when the segment will start, but not what it is.
Tim, the first segment today is one that I both you and our listeners have grown to love. It's a segment called Drugs in a Tree. Now, this is a pretty self-explanatory segment in which we take drugs in a tree. And today's drug is not of a tree, but certainly of a relative of the tree. It's of a plant. The drug is cannabis. The means in which we'll be consuming the cannabis is a spliff, I think is what it's called.
How French of you, guy.
And what I'm going to do is I'm going to take this lighter and I'm going to set it on fire. And what we'll do is we'll be smoking the cannabis in the tree, and I guess then we'll see what sort of experience that thrusts upon us, whether or not we feel more or less relaxed. I mean, in my instance, hopefully a little more. In your instance, it could go either way. You've got the pressing pressure of a flight to catch, but That's also right. the relaxing effects of THC and CBD coursing through your bloodstream.
We're spinning the wheel. It's a roulette game of drug intake on our first segment for this fifth episode of Podcast in a Tree. Marijuana has been one we've been looking forward to for a long time. Cannabis is the plant. I learned recently that we refer to it as marijuana where there's above, I think it's 3% THC. And if it's less than that, it's considered
Do you know, once
hemp.
I was in Greece, that's the entirety of the anecdote.
It's a good trip story. It had all the parts that I'm looking for in a good tale. I knew the what, a journey. The where, Greece. The who, Guy Montgomery. I don't think I've heard a more efficient travel story in my life.
Well, thank you. I studied at the school of Ernest Hemingway. I look forward to drinking myself to death.
Is that how he died?
No, but he was very sad.
Was it Ernest Hemingway?
He was very sad.
Who was the author?
For how good he was at writing,
yeah.
That's how sad he was as well.
Well, this is interesting because you keep telling me that great art doesn't require pain, but Ernest Hemingway really seems to buck that belief of yours.
It doesn't. It's a myth, and it's damaging to our industries.
Well,
you can be happy and create great art.
Who knows if that's true? Not me.
I think wider society. Would you like any more of the drug in a tree?
Yeah, thank you.
The interesting thing about this drug is it might take a moment to take effect. While you consume it at the time, minutes, you know, later, you'll really know what you've done to yourself, whether or not you've done yourself a service or a mischief.
I'm not a cigarette smoker. I find the addition of tobacco novel and enthralling.
Oh, I'm sorry. Spliff is a coverall term for me. There is no...
Oh.
There is no tobacco. I am also not a tobacco smoker, which is actually, I mean, this is a conversation for another episode, but I think nicotine would be a fantastic drug to sample in a tree.
We could sure give it a go.
Well, look, I think given the slight time pressure we find ourselves under and the caliber of our correspondent who is on terra firma right now, we'd be remiss not to introduce them at the nearest possible moment, which is now.
Too right.
Podcast in a Tree, guest on the ground. Please welcome Reese Mathewson. Hiya, Reese.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me. It's lovely down here. The sun is shining, blue skies. There's never been a better time to be on the ground.
Okay.
Fuck, you've got quite a situation going on, Reese, on the ground. If I can describe for our non-visual
audience. I mean, why would you describe when the chef themselves could talk about what they've brought to the table?
We've got a little platter here, two types of crackers, two types of hummus, three types of cheese. Fairly standard. I've got a blue, I've got a camembert, and I've got a cumin gouda.
Cumin gouda.
You've also got a refreshing new cadence in which you're speaking, Reese. Maybe you could walk us through that.
Yeah, well, when you're on the ground, things just feel right.
It's quite sexy.
I would love for one of you to join me down here.
Oh, I'm so fucking tempted. That hamper that you've got just is calling me, beckoning
perhaps
me.
Perhaps I could tempt you down with an apple.
Oh. Wait, I've read the Bible. I know how this goes. I'm not falling for your tricks, you serpent.
No? All right. A connoisseur, how about a pear?
I actually like pears less than apples.
A fancy apple. I'm with
just
you.
Just me?
No, that is the egalitarian streak of podcasts in a tree. I've always thought of the pear as the fancy apple and also the inferior option. An apple is
crisp.
How
can they both be true? Inferior and fancier.
Something that is fancier isn't necessarily better.
Oh, that's true. He's got me there.
But I don't trust the mouthfeel of a pear.
How's the cumin gouda, though?
Oh.
Because that's what's got my attention.
Really a treat. Really a treat. All right, Tim is rejecting the fruit. Guy, how about you join me down here and I'll give you $200 cash.
Oh, my God.
Have you got? Can I see inside that wallet?
Oh, do you take PayWave?
I don't have a machine, but I mean, I know that you're a man of your word. You'll give me $200 to come down there on the ground?
Yeah.
Compromise the integrity of podcasts in a tree?
Hey, while you ponder that, because I do want you to have a think about this. This is important. Reese, if you don't mind, can I ask you, what's your relationship and history with trees themselves?
Can't stand them, Tim, and I'm glad you asked. Really despise trees. Hated them ever since I was younger. There was a birthday party in which I fell out of a tree, and I broke four bones.
What bones?
None of them mine.
Oh, Jesus.
I fell on my keister. All of the other adults there laughed, and I flew into a rage. I attacked the Dorothy the Dinosaur guest entertainer.
Whoa.
Which at the time I thought was a dinosaur. It turned out to be a first-year theatre student with rather brittle bones.
And you lay the blame for this fracas on trees.
Wholeheartedly. It can't have been me.
Just like a framing issue. You successfully fell out of a tree, it sounds like, and then you started breaking other bones of other people.
Yeah, I picked up a trestle table and started swinging.
Love that. You're a wrestling fan. Did you take that from a hero?
No. I there was no room for finesse.
Yeah.
My eyes went red, and that dinosaur was the only thing in my path.
Red Mist Reese is what they call him at kids' birthday parties, because if you get him near a tree and he falls out,
that's right.
Look out.
I'm taking this information on board, I'm more surprised how relaxed you are around so many trees.
Well, it's nice to be on the ground. That's the thing, isn't it, Guy? You know, you can know where you stand, know that they're above you and they can't reach you, really, can they? Trees are very immobile in short instances of
That's
time.
That's a fucking good point, man. Like, if the trees are your enemy, if you stay on the ground, they don't have a lot of roots, right? Subterranean, they can get you there. Branches, if you're quite tall, or you're in not the sky yet, but just above the ground, then you got trouble. But if you're just hanging out on the ground like Reese is, you're fucking dreaming.
Well, you say that, but there are certain parts of trees, low-lying branches or splinter cells who sort of, you know, hear the whispers in the wind that Reese throws out there.
Actually, what about nuts? Maybe that's why they drop nuts on the ground, to just, like, fuck up people who think they've found a loophole like Reese.
Yeah, I mean, I've...
Pineapples, coconuts.
Pineapples don't fall from trees, do they?
Reese, I'm going to throw to you. Pineapples, where do they come from? What do they do?
No idea. I do have one fact about pineapples, and that's that they used to be very fancy. In Victorian England, they would have them on the table as a centrepiece and not eat them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I can...
They do look quite regal.
They do. They look fancy.
But I can't tell if that's because now we know that the royals have used them so much that we associate the crown of the pineapple with the royals. Mm.
But I would think we would all agree, the exterior of a pineapple, worst bit of the pineapple.
Sure. But like if you cut through it, It's the contrast between the outside and the inside that I think is so impressive and makes such a good piece.
But without the inside, you never get that contrast. It's yeah, just true. Like a...
But what if a pineapple was all inside, it would be gross because it would be picking up lint and bits of, you know, dust and whatever on its journey to your mouth.
I think a mango is the closest we've got to all inside pineapple.
Yeah. And even that's got a thin film.
A soft flesh, just a few mil there, a little bit of fuzz on it.
First time I had a mango, I was on magic mushrooms.
Wow.
It was an incredible experience. Do you know how good that fruit tastes? You probably do. You've had a mango before. It was an overwhelming experience.
Can I share something with both of you?
Go for it.
Don't care for mangoes very much, and here's why. I went to Mexico when I was 17 years old.
Yeah.
And...
That's reason enough. I agree.
The person who was hosting us insisted that we eat, among other very delicious things, a whole mango for breakfast every day. And I associate it with being violently ill because I got a tummy bug while I was in Guadalajara, Mexico. And so that association has stayed with me. And I hear it's softened. I've softened
It sounds to me like mangoes are your trees.
It sounds, good point. It sounds like a Tim issue, that one. It seems unfair to put that on the mango.
Then would you not agree that your relationship to trees is a Reese problem?
Oh, that doesn't sound true to me. If I believe that, then what's my life?
Wow. So you're getting a real sense of identity from your animosity with trees.
Oh, yeah. You know, I know where I stand with a tree.
Yeah.
And I know where it is. And Tim, can I maybe coax you down? Not with an apple, but perhaps with an apple tizer.
Jesus. That's the most enticing form of apple there is.
I will say this.
Oh, man, I'm tempted as
hell.
As
the ongoing effects of our segment, drugs in a tree take hold, and my mouth dries,
yeah,
everything
it looks
that has
so
been
good.
So far,
it looks so
the
good.
Appetizer is almost irresistible.
And hey, Reese, what about this? What if we establish some sort of bartering where we gave you some of the drug that we have in a tree for some of the food that you have on the ground?
Well, I'm clean cut now. I'm straight edge. But I'm glad you... I didn't realize that drugs in a tree was a segment.
Mm.
And I have done your very successful podcast, Worst Idea of All Time, once before.
Yeah.
We had a weed cookie. We watched a film. You guys, Tim demanded that we record in the dark. Staring at the screen gave him a migraine. And I went, I'll listen back to that. I'll see how that went. And you guys opened the show with a pre-recorded caveat that it was a tough listen.
I remember none of this.
That is, I do remember this. And I haven't actually re-listened to the episode. Do you think that the warning was warranted or misplaced?
Oh, 100% should be there. It was very much an episode for completionists alone.
And since then and then alone, have you turned to a life of clean living? A sober mind is a powerful weapon, of course.
Yeah, that was the real turning point for me. That was a real rock bottom.
You might be surprised to know how many people have been... turn teetotaling from Worst Idea of All Time podcast, because it's a lot. Guests, listeners, not Guy though.
Well,
what are you fucking around with over there?
Well, I'm actually... I was
reading a segment.
I'm doing two things right now. I'm introducing or considering introducing another one of our iconic segments, and also considering using part of that segment as a barter with Reese to get our hands on some of that appetizer.
Okay, this is good. Sorry, Reese has taken a bite. What were you going to say? I'm sorry I interrupted you.
I was going to say that I'm also concerned that this podcast is a rock bottom for you guys.
You kidding me?
Can I tempt you out of the tree with perhaps my debit card details?
Dude, that's pretty juicy.
Yeah, I mean...
all of them on there. There's about $3,000 in that account at the moment.
Holy hell. And can you use a debit card like a credit card these days?
Does that
include the CVC code? Is that what it's called?
It does. I am tastefully blocking it with my fingers for the multiple cameras.
But you've genuinely written it down on that bit of paper there.
Yeah.
And do I get some sort of head start where I get to start exploiting that information before you change the account details, or...?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I'll treat it like I had lost the card, where it would have taken me about 3 hours to go, shit, I don't know where my card is. I should probably block that.
Interesting. 3 hours is just the kind of window that puts me on the
I'm actually looking to buy a tent right now.
Are you?
Yes. And I was online lining up different tents. I could buy a tent.
Oh, online shopping. I forgot that exists. Of course.
Yeah, yeah.
You could spend that $3,000 real easily in 3 hours.
Well, you're imagining some sort of supermarket smash thing on the scale of an entire city.
It's like
running around.
It's like when you win one of those. Put everything in a trolley for 6 minutes in a supermarket or a toy store.
That, to me, is the absolute dream. That is the height of living.
I couldn't agree more. I've always loved the concept of that show.
Yeah. Did Eli get one of those?
He did it in a toy shop, I think.
He won a colouring competition. Not to tell someone else's story. He won a colouring competition that was for children. He got to run around a toy store and fill up a trolley.
Wow. I mean, you can't argue with that. And did he keep the toys or did he give them away?
I think he gave half of them away.
Yeah, that sounds familiar. But now we're getting into territory where I really feel like Eli should make the decision. So what bit of the story gets told?
He won a colouring competition for
children. We must rush along to our next segment, Monty.
Okay.
Before I have a plane to catch.
That's true, actually. We're down to 10 minutes left. So without further ado, it's time for Sandwich in a Tree.
Sandwiches in a Tree. Oh, I'm not bartering with this. This is amazing. Is this whole thing for me?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
So what we have here, Tim, are a couple of mushroom sandwiches from a shop called Hero Sandwich.
You'll have to forgive me for just getting this in my
By
mouth.
All means. And I think I probably only need about half of this sandwich. Funny, there was someone who might want the other half in exchange for a refreshing swig of appetizer.
What kind of Sammy are we talking? I'm familiar with the Hero oeuvre.
Rose, you can't imagine. It's got caramelized onion, beautiful, just subtly melted cheddar cheese, what I think is feta, beautiful mushrooms, and a big thick hunk of bread that's been buttered and lightly toasted.
That does sound great. That does sound great.
It's really good.
I mean, is it worth giving up? I feel like if I don't say yes, if I stonewall it, you'll come out of the tree for a drink.
Interesting. This does weaken my hand in terms of negotiations, but my mouth is not getting any wetter. I am sort of pretty much gums glued to teeth. Fumbling my way through conversation at this point. I cannot describe to you how badly, I don't just want, but I need that appetizer.
I'll tell you what, the first taste is free.
Oh my God.
What?
Hey, fuck them up.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Incredible. He's even bought glasses.
Oh, man, that is an attractive... That's beautiful. Is it a glass or a cup?
It's a keep cup. Technically, I believe.
A blessed
moment. I've seen these around.
Peace. I've got it. Yeah, between the tree dwellers and the people of
the
ground.
Oh, I should get a shot of the... let me just get a close-up with the selfie cam on that beautiful bit of pottery.
Reese, I've got to say thank you. And also, you've sort of cut yourself down at the knees here.
Yeah.
I can make this last, I reckon. I reckon I can get through. I'm just using this as oil for a squeaky wheel.
Yeah, I tried to give you kind of one mouthful tops, but I think... my dedication to the biz, to putting out content that is not unwatchable and repeating the mistakes of history, I wanted you to have a wet mouth.
I'm incredibly grateful.
Can I ask a personal... You can swear. Can I ask a personal question?
Of course.
Fraser, I'm aware that you lived in the United Kingdom for a bit.
Yes.
And I haven't heard very much about your time there.
Yes.
What was it like?
Oh, for me? Horrible.
Yeah?
Yeah, I did not have a good time at all.
What was the situation? You got incredibly good at comedy at a very young age, won the Billy T, one of our biggest awards.
Yeah. I had very good success in New Zealand very early, without a hell of a lot of effort. So went over there with little work ethic and sat in a flat playing my flatmate's Wii Mario Kart, being like, why is the comedy world not falling at my feet?
Mm-hmm. Did you get good at Mario Kart, though?
Oh, mate, and like a dream.
Did you get good at making quips around playing Mario Kart?
Yeah, I started gigs with, has anyone here played Mario Kart? Because that seemed to be my main observations about life at the time. And let me tell you, the people of Blackpool, not fans.
I can't think of anything I'd be more interested in as a resident of Blackpool than a 23-year-old New Zealander's opinions on what it's like to play Mario Kart in Blackpool.
Yeah, it was like, we're going the Wario bike. Am I right, fellas? Fellas, we Wario bike?
I've got a lot of time for it because I think guy lived in New York City. I know that was like a mix of good and bad, but ultimately a very challenging thing that you were like, this is a good thing to do. Reese, I feel the same way about your journey to the UK. You know where I moved to? Sydney, Australia.
Yeah, it's a good spot, hot scene. Right?
I went there great to work at the Telstra call centre because I'd heard such good things about them as an employer. I lasted 6 months and then joined radio school.
In Sydney?
No, in Wellington. I flew back home. In light of the fact that I've looked at my watch and realised that boarding is starting in the not-too-distant, I think we should probably kick off another segment.
Well, there's only one segment I can immediately reach from the top of my head. Before we do that, I just want to offer this half a sandwich to Reese. Are you interested?
No, I'm all good, man.
It's a really good sandwich.
I've currently got like 2.6 cheeses left to give.
Well, blessed be this union between us. So the final segment we really have time for is, it's the most important, really. Yes. It's the treater board. Mm-hmm. It's the leaderboard of trees. Now, Reese, trees are graded on a score up to 24, of course, representing the hours in a day. And you get to name the tree, anything you like. Have you got a name for this species unknown, genus unknown tree here in Cornwall Park?
You want a fake Latin name for this tree?
It could be anything. You could call it, it doesn't need to be that at all. Previous trees have been called Walter, Susan, National, and 660.
I'm going to call this tree, look at this fucking tree.
Look at this fucking tree. Do you want to do the acronym? Or are you going to write the whole thing out?
Reese, you get to choose.
Yeah, let's go acronym, LATFIT.
You did that really quick.
Words are my tools, baby.
Yeah, true that. And they are sharp. Our first category, Reese, we're going to throw to you for an assessment out of 5 points. Natural beauty.
0.
Incredible.
You missed this. You didn't see this. I was looking at Reese as he delivered that answer. He was looking at the ground.
Okay.
So first category, we've got a 0. Next category is one for Timbo and Guy Guy. Out of 5, climbability.
Really tough. I mean, there's only one. Yeah. There's only one entrance point and tricky. There's one place to be.
Deuce?
This was a tree chosen in a rush. 1.
1?
Absolutely.
1.5. Make me halfway.
I will say, this is right on the edge of Cornwall Park too. There is... I drove past some really stunner trees on the way in.
Shush you. We've done the whole episode now. 1.5?
No. We must embrace the fact that we've chosen a rotter. Happening right now, a gale is blowing across.
I am so fearful for the score that this tree is going to get for X Factor. Does not bode well. All right, so next 1.
1.5 out of a possible 10 so far.
What's the next category?
I'll let you guys collaborate on this. It's health out of 5.
It's alive. It's got that going for it. Look at those leaves. Reese.
I mean, I can't deny it's in good shape. I think it'd be quite a tough tree to punch down.
That's your
Sorry. Yeah, what was that?
You know, if I were to try and punch this tree down, I think it would take me quite a while. And that's the sign of a healthy tree.
So what do you score it?
Out of 5.
Out of 5, a begrudging 4.
All right.
A really hard to punch down tree, a 4 out of 5.
So that is
5.5?
Yeah, 5.5 out of a possible 15 so far. Tim, this is probably best for you, although we could ask Reese's opinion might be about something else. Rest and relaxation. How relaxing and restful is this tree?
It's 2. Don't ask me to justify it. It just is. Do you agree? There's no back. I feel like I'm falling the whole time. But the branch...
How many trees have a back?
Lots that we've been in. They've had something to kind of... Another branch to do a thing. Yeah, 2.
2. Reese, what do you think? You can review the ground if you like.
Oh, the ground is a 5 out of 5. It's grassy. It's sunny.
It's just
not an aspect of the ground. Well lit, I'll say.
5 out of 5 for the ground. Okay, so the tree is currently on 7.5 out of a possible 20. X Factor, out of 4, has this tree got it?
Reese, we got a collab on this.
I mean,
has this got star quality?
Oh, 0.
X Factor.
For me, this,
0?
Yeah.
Again?
For me, this tree is never going to make
it. I'm with you. Fuck it. I'm with Reese on this one. It's a 0.
Okay. So, no adding to the score. Was it 9.5?
I thought you said 7.5.
7.5.
But it's hard to know.
I think it's 7.5. Is that correct, Reese?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
7.5 out of 24. This tree is absolutely shit the bed.
Incredible. And improved only by the name that Reese has given the tree, which I thought suggested some sort of exuberant, over-the-top fanfare. But it is more of a, look at this fucking tree. The state of it.
Reese, thank you so much for joining us for this episode of Podcast in a Tree.
You're more than welcome. Would you like 2 Ferrero Rochers?
That's 1 for each of us. We're going to come down and I think we should continue the conversation. But I just want to take a moment to appreciate. It's not just that you brought the food. It's like you've genuinely got a gorgeous looking picnic basket.
Yeah, I also had 2 more things to offer you guys.
What were they?
I was going to offer Guy my worst secret on a sticky note that just says responsible for BP oil spill. And was going to offer Tim this Revlon beautiful colour silk medium auburn.
Medium auburn?
Which I paid $2.50 for because I really blew the budget on this bit on the cheese.
Okay, I'm coming down for that. That hair colour looks good.
Reese, thank you.
And Revlon is a proper brand.
Yeah, Revlon's legit. Thank you so much for being such a phenomenal and persuasive and also understanding guest on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime, guys.
Is there anything in your life or the world that you'd like to let people know about?
When is this coming out?
It's at an unknown date. It's exactly when it is, which is right now.
Cool. I've got nothing coming up. But if you let me know when it's coming out, I'll try and get something up and running by then.
Well, you've got to look out for that because you know it's going to be good. Thank you so much, Reese. Tim, Cornwall Park, The Wind, who has brought us this episode.
This episode, of course, sponsored by The Wind. Thank you so much to The Wind, bringing us now recently power and for a lot of time, frustration.
Yeah, I still don't know where it comes from. Or why it doesn't get tired.
Subject for another day. Goodbye, everybody. Thanks. And good night.
Hold up. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.